Thank you, Fred. Back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium, which cleared out pretty well. Apparently, we're not going to have much of a crowd for the second game, I guess. Had a big crowd for the first one, but it's Atlantic and Harlan here in game number two. So if you're just hanging around tonight looking for something to do on a Monday night, there's plenty of room here in the Atlantic High School Gymnasium for two teams that deserve to play in front of a nice crowd. Atlantic coming in 12-9 on the season. Glenwood 9-12 on the year. Atlantic won both regular season meetings with the Rams, but they were both pretty well-contested ball games. It was an 8-point win early in the season here in Atlantic. And then in the game down in Glenwood, Atlantic needed a third-quarter rally to pick up a 66-65 victory. And in both of those games, some of the stars stepped out for these two basketball teams. As in the first game, Garrett Franken had 16.7 rebounds to lead Atlantic. Joey Walker had 15 points. Ryan Hawkins had a dozen points, 9 boards, and 5 steals. Nick Podaisky was in double digits with 11 points. Glenwood's Jake Lewis had 16 points and 9 boards. Second game, it was Atlantic's Ryan Hawkins going off for 28 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 steals. Joey Walker had 25 points and 4 assists in that game. Glenwood's Andrew Bloom had a 20.6 rebound night. Dylan Stouter had 18 points in that contest for Glenwood. Atlantic winning both of the regular season matchups, but, you know, both of them were close, hotly contested games, and Atlantic honestly hasn't had a lot of luck here in the last few weeks in the close ball games with some of the better teams in the conference. I'm sure they'd like to turn things back to a positive side here tonight and get themselves, hopefully, what they hope is off on a good run through the tournament.
Yeah, they certainly do hope that that's the case here tonight, as Atlantic and Glenwood, as you mentioned, played some pretty tight games here through the season, and it's going to be tough here for the Trojans to get back on track. You know, you play that way down the stretch of the season, and you know, like to say you just flip the page and start the postseason. Well, you know, it carries over a little bit. It just seems like that momentum, especially in basketball, is a big deal down the end of the stretch of the season, and Trojans just haven't had it here lately. You know, they've been in games. They've had the chance to win those games. Just haven't gotten it done late in the game. So maybe it's just that difference of, you know, making that one or two extra plays down the stretch, and they can get some of these wins, and that'll start to turn that confidence back around. But, boy, you've got to see it happen, and it's tough to make that go. So it's what Coach Jenkins said to me last week. You know, we got to get some confirmation that we can win these games, because we have to do it. And they just haven't been able to put it together. We'll see if they can change that here tonight.
Well, it's not that they haven't played well down the stretch. They've been playing some of the best teams around the area. Creston, Harlan, you know, Denison, good ball club, the Hawkeye 10 Conference champion. Carroll, perhaps the best team in Western Iowa in boys high school basketball. I mean, they've had to play some pretty good teams, some of them on the road. So, yeah, tonight they get a home game, and hopefully they can come out a winner here tonight. Get off to a good start here tonight and see if they can make some fun stuff happen. Two teams on the floor getting loose. We'll take a timeout. We'll introduce you to the two basketball teams. It's Atlantic and Glenwood in game two. They got a lot to live up to after that first game went down to the buzzer. We'll see if they can do that here tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. See the Rex Pharmacy staff in downtown Atlantic for information on your prescriptions and over-the-counter drug needs. Your link to good health is Rex Pharmacy, the Blue Front store in downtown Atlantic. D&J Supply in Audubon has a great selection of tires for your autos, light trucks, and RVs, as well as ATV and garden tractor tires. Visit D&J Supply at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon, or give them a call at 712-563-4346. That's 712-563-4346. Satisfy your pet's needs at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry Blue pet food products for dogs and cats made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb, wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies, and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of Blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
And welcome back here to Atlantic High School here this evening. We had set for a second game of the night. Just want to throw in a couple of quick score updates here for you. Exira EHK, a 45-29 lead over George Little Rock there at the end of the third quarter. So the Spartans may be well on their way here to trying to punch their way into the postseason, as they've got a nice advantage there at the end of three. Derek Casey's in a little bit different scenario. They trail right now here by 11 points midway through the third quarter to Fremont Mills. Fremont Mills leading that one 39-28. here this evening. A couple of 1A score updates for you.
Plenty more throughout the night as well, as we'll keep you updated on some of those girls' regional finals in 1A and 2A tonight. Take a look at these two basketball teams coming into our contest this evening. The second game of our doubleheader, Atlantic, who was the number one seed in the district by virtue of their mark between games 5 and 15 on the season, are 12 and 9 on the year coming into tonight's ball game. Glenwood, coached by Kurt Schulte, 9 and 12 on the season. They were the fourth seed in this four-team tournament. Here's a look at your starting lineups tonight for the two ball clubs. First, for the visiting Glenwood Rams in their road black uniforms with the old gold lettering and trim, it'll be Wyatt Schultz, a 6'2 senior out front, with Ryan Phillips, a 6' and a senior, Ridge Fisher, a 6'2 senior, Dylan Stouter, a 6'5 senior, and Jacob Lewis at 6'8 and a senior down low. It's an all-senior starting lineup tonight for Glenwood. That's how they'll go here this evening.
And Lewis, really their leader. He's a big guy down low, and he averages the most points per game at 13 per contest for him. He shoots 44% from the field and does all of his work primarily inside. He has not attempted a three-pointer all season long, so you know he's not going to step out and really do that. Stouter averages 9 points per game. Also, Andrew Bloom averaging 9 points per game. 8 per contest for Ridge Fisher, so they do spread out their scoring a little bit. 59 points per game as a team, 42% from the field they shoot, and 33% from three-point range, 66% from the free-throw line. Rebounding, both Lewis and Stouter doing the bulk of that work, with 186 for Lewis and 130 for Stouter. And they have 302 turnovers on the year compared to 272 assists and 114 steals.
It's nice to have that anchor, that 6 foot 8 inch anchor down in the post when you need to go to somebody, when you need something close in. Take a look at the lineup here for the Atlantic Trojans tonight, coached by Alan Jenkins. Coach Jenkins will send them out like this. It'll be Joe Walker, a 6'3 senior, the point, with Brendan Holmes at 5'11 and a junior at the other guard spot. Ryan Hawkins at 6'6 and a junior. Garrett Franken, a 6'7 sophomore. And Nick Podaisky at 6'3 and a senior. Where Glenwood sends out 5 seniors, Atlantic has 2 seniors, 2 juniors, and a sophomore in a younger starting lineup.
And two of those younger guys lead the way. Hawkins averaging 17 points per contest, and Franken was 16 per game. 13 points per game for Joey Walker, the senior point guard, and then 6 per game for Podaisky. They shoot 42% from the field as a team, 34% from three-point range, average 62 points per game, and from the free-throw line they shoot 68%. Rebounding, Hawkins leads the team with 211, Franken with 172. And they have 201 turnovers compared to 273 assists and 193 steals here on the season. So really, as far as the statistics are concerned, pretty similar here for these two teams. But I think maybe the difference here for Atlantic is they do have a little bit more of that explosiveness offensively. They can have more guys that can go off for more points per contest. Glenwood likes to spread it out, but there's guys that can put a bigger number for Atlantic.
Well, Atlantic has a little more of a wiry team. They're a team that actually has a little bit more of a flexibility offensively. You got guys like Ryan Hawkins, for example. He can shoot the outside. He can post down low. He can also cut and drive on you as well. So a lot of flexibility. Joe Walker at 6'3", not really your average point guard. Not only can he take you on the drive inside, but he can back you down inside too. They have a lot of guys who can do an awful lot of things. And we've seen Brendan Holmes go off at times, even though he's only 5'11". We've seen him get rebounds and do an awful lot of stuff offensively at times. So they need to get the production. They need to get production on an even keel from a lot of places, not just from a couple of places, to have that success.
Yeah, and quite frankly, for Atlantic lately, if it wasn't for Brendan Holmes a few of these last few games, they wouldn't have been as close as they needed to be down the stretch. He's really been a good spark plug for them, but they like to see the consistency from everybody out there on the floor, obviously, and one of those places they could take advantage of is that length, the athleticism, especially on the defensive end. You can tell just looking at the two teams that you're going to have that advantage trying to get hands in passing lanes and really pressuring out front, and that's what guys like Franken and Hawkins bring to the table. So we'll see if they can do that tonight.
Absolutely. Well, we're about ready to play basketball here tonight. Two teams on the floor. Again, for Atlantic, it's Walker, Holmes, Hawkins, Franken, and Podaisky. For Glenwood, Schultz, Phillips, Fisher, Stouter, and Lewis, your starting five. Atlantic on the floor as we are getting ready for basketball here tonight. It'll be Joe Walker jumping center for the Trojans. Glenwood and the Road Blacks now join the Trojans out on the floor. It'll be Jake Lewis jumping center for the Rams. The winner gets Harlan at Abraham Lincoln High School on Thursday night. Ball is in the air. Tap is controlled by the Rams as they'll have it first and work it up the floor. Ryan Phillips will move the ball up the floor and leave it out top. Way out of the arc there is Jacob Lewis. He'll leave it here near side for Phillips. He drives. Cut off there by Holmes, and they swing it around the circle. Now Schultz on the left side dumps it down low. They try to post inside and do with Jacob Lewis as he curls and flips it in with the right hand. It's 2-0. Rams on top. Atlantic to the front court. Franken leaves it out top. Now it's Hawkins top of the circle. Hawkins as they curl around with Franken. He'll come left side. Podaisky. He'll drive the baseline. Cut off. Back outside Holmes. He'll elevate, jump, and miss off the mark. Rebound taken away by the Rams. That shot just inside the arc. Missed long, and Rams have the ball up the floor. 2-0 lead. Glenwood on top. Schultz with it here right side. Leaves it for Stouder. Back out top of the circle to Fisher. Stouder on the right wing, looking low. Hawkins guarding Lewis, one-on-one inside. Left side, Fisher. Head fake. Drives baseline. Bounce feed underneath. It's Lewis down low as he steps back and knocks one in off the window. It's 4-0 in favor of the Rams.
Well, and you can see the strategy for Glenwood and Wise, because the Atlantic may have some guys that have some length, but they're not necessarily used to stepping in front of a big guy that's real skilled down in the post.
Now Walker right side drives into the lane. A little jump step inside. We got a foul call underneath. In the lane, foul against Ryan Phillips, trying to cut him off inside. Foul number one here in the ball game. Atlantic basketball. Walker will inbound. Dumps it down to the right side. They tried to go to Franken curling down the right side, and we immediately get a whistle and a foul call. And that foul's on Wyatt Schultz. It'll be his first. Atlantic again will inbound. We're just underway. Minute 20 gone. 4-0 Rams. Podaisky takes the inbound. Leaves it right side now for Walker. Joey out top will leave it for Holmes. Holmes steps it back on the dribble. Holmes right side to Walker. Walker to the high post. Now to Hawkins in the lane. He elevates, fires. Good off the glass. Ryan Hawkins breaks the ice for Atlantic. It's 4-2 Rams. Glenwood to the front court. Phillips left side. They dump it off into the corner. Fisher. Fisher with the basketball. Out on the circle of Stouder. Back here right side goes, and a three-pointer rattles around and falls for Ryan Phillips. 7-2 Rams out quickly. Atlantic to the front court. They work the ball across the timeline. Holmes out top of the circle. Lobs it to the baseline. Hawkins here in the left corner. All the way across. It's Walker. Walker looked at the three. Steps it back on the dribble. Holmes into the lane. Podaisky. He'll curl left side. Cut off. Needs some help now. Leaves it for Hawkins on the circle. Hawkins back to Podaisky. He'll try the three from the left corner. That's no good. Rebound inside. Tapped and controlled by Schultz for Glenwood. Ahead to Fisher. They want to move. Up the left side. Lob. Lob. Pass ahead to Stouder. And he knocks it home. 9-2, Rams on top. Walker right side gets a screen, pulls up, 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Hawkins kept it alive. His shot blocked inside. Rebound tapped out and chased down by Brendan Holmes. Atlantic will keep it. Holmes, little hop step, dumps it out now to Walker. Walker curls around the left side of the circle. He'll stop, pull up jumper, good. Joey Walker with a bucket here left side, and it's 9-4. Glenwood again to the front court. Phillips out top with it, guarded by Holmes. He'll leave it across for Fisher. Left side corner. Stouder with it in the corner. Steps out to Fisher, top of the circle. Right side, Phillips. Fakes the three. Leaves it up top. Fisher out on the circle. Back here near side. It looked low. It wasn't there. Phillips back out top. Fisher now left side. Schultz into the corner. He'll leave it for Stouder. Out top, it's Phillips. He'll grab, turn, and fire the three way off the mark. Ball taken out of the air by Hawkins. Up the floor. Holmes back to Hawkins. Drives the one-hand finger roll is up and good. Those long strides and the long reach, and it's 9-6. Back out top. It's Glenwood with the basketball. 9-6 the score. Rams lead it. Just over 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Schultz out top for Stouder. He'll bring it back here near side. A three ball up and good by Wyatt Schultz as he rattles in a three. And we immediately had a whistle to stop play as Franken has a loose shoelace. Get the blown tire fixed, and we'll get back to action. Tristan Holmes Benton checks out. Tristan Benn is in for Atlantic. 4 minutes left in the first quarter as Walker gets it across the timeline. 12-6 in favor of the Rams. Atlantic out top. Hawkins down the right side. The flip. Good. Long reach. He flipped that one up off the glass down the right side of the lane. It's good and a foul. He'll get a free throw. Foul whistled inside, and that's going to be on Jacob Lewis. That'll be his first. Ryan Hawkins taking the lead offensively here for Atlantic early. Nate Moore checks into the lineup now for Glenwood. Also, Connor Weiss, 6'5 junior, is into the ballgame.
Nice to see Ryan Hawkins aggressive here early in the game. He's doing a great job of sliding down that right side of the lane.
He's got 7 points as he makes the free throw. And it's 12-9. That cuts the lead in half. Glenwood with the ball and the lead. Off the bench, Andrew Bloom, 6'2 freshman, checks in now for the Rams. 3:45 left to go, first quarter. Rams lead it 12-9. Right side with it is Schultz. Schultz off the circle, brings it back around. Left side now to Moore. Moore back to Schultz. Right side it comes. Bloom here on the circle. He'll turn, stop at the elbow, and leave it back out. As they work the ball back outside on the perimeter. Bloom here to the right side to Stouder. Stouder out top. Leaves it now for Moore. Left side, bounce pass is kicked. But Ieske kicked the pass by Schultz as he tried the entry to the high post. Ball out of bounds back to Glenwood. Rams will inbound far side. Out top it's Moore. Nate Moore with the basketball. Back it goes left side to Bloom. Now to the corner. Stouder off the dribble out top. Three-point ball on the way and good again. Wyatt Schultz steps out with his second triple. And it's a 15-9 ball game. Rams on top. Atlantic front court. Now Walker right side out on the circle. Leaves it to the high post. Hawkins will dribble it back to the circle. Curls into the lane. Lost the dribble. It's loose. Picked up by Podaisky. He'll keep it alive. Podaisky comes to that hop, step, stop. Turns. Floats it up the right hand and it goes. Tough shot. Just flipped it up kind of over his shoulders. He curled inside. Got it to go. It's 15-11. 2.5 left to go in the first quarter. Rams spreading the floor a little bit now as they work it outside. Lob here to the near corner. Taken there by Bloom. Down low. Quickly it goes. Ooh, that's a double dribble. That's not going to matter. They threw it away to the back court. That'll be a turnover. They got it down on the block to Connor Weiss. He struggled a bit with the dribble. And then turned and threw the ball right past everybody into the back court. So Atlantic will get it on the turnover. But Ieske checks out. Holmes is back in now for the Trojans. It'll be Atlantic basketball. Walker takes the inbound. Atlantic down 4. Into the lane. Now Walker tied up. He elevated to bring the ball up and got it tied up. I believe that was Bloom that got his hand in there. So the arrow points in favor of Atlantic. They'll keep Jake Lewis back into the ballgame now for Glenwood. Atlantic will inbound on the baseline. Joey Walker looking to find an opening. He'll fire it way out top. Up high to get it is Franken. Garrett Franken with the ball left side off the dribble. Dumps it down low for Hawkins. Hawkins is hit across the arm. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Trojans. Walker will inbound now on the baseline. 2:04 to go here in the first quarter. Inbound, it's Franken on the baseline. The kick across, bend in the corner. He elevates for the three. It's no good. Rebound taken up high there by Bloom, and he'll bring it back up the floor. Across it goes now to Moore. Moore to Bloom. Here right side into the corner. Stouder off the dribble. Looks low. It's not there. Now leaves it back out top. Bloom's going to elevate, try the three, and that's no good. Rebound Franken inside for Atlantic. Franken will bring it up the floor himself. Across the half-court stripe. Stops, turns, fires one up quickly. It's off the mark. Off the dribble. Just tried to fire one up in a hurry just inside the circle. And it's Glenwood rebound. 1.5 to go, first quarter. 4-point Ram lead. Rams to the front side now. Moore leaves it for Bloom. He curls. Back to toss. Ball knocked away by Hawkins, or by Ben, rather, and now stolen. Ben got a hand on it. He gets the ball back up the floor. Elevates from the baseline. The jumper. Ooh, it rings in and out. No good. And Lewis, the rebound for Glenwood. Rams basketball, Moore to the front court. Gets a screen, comes right. Through traffic, ball tipped away and stolen off the floor. Trojans knocked it free. It's picked up by Hawkins. Ahead Hawkins to Holmes. Back to Hawkins, and Hawkins goes right down the lane and floats in a one-hander off the glass. He's got 9. It's 15-13. 48 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Glenwood basketball. Work it out top as Schultz across the timeline as they get it out top of the circle. Another ball knocked out of bounds. That should be Atlantic. Ooh, that should have been Atlantic basketball. Bloom coming down the lane, had the ball poked away. He kicked it off his knee out of bounds. It rolled right through some traffic and out of bounds. I'm sure that should have been Atlantic ball, but they're going to give it back to the Rams. Off the bench, Ridge Fisher will check in now. Schultz will check out for Glenwood. Rams will inbound on the baseline. Bloom looking to key it in. They'll fire it here near side corner, and they'll dump it back out top. Moore with the basketball for the Rams. 33 seconds left to go in the first quarter. But Eiske comes out to closely guard him now. As Moore turns, tries to give himself some space. Keep that 5-second count from starting. Now here to the right side it comes. Fisher back out top to Moore. 15 seconds left. Moore crosses right side, steps out of the circle. He's going to try a three. It's good. They left him alone as he got off the screen and knocked down the triple. 6 seconds left. 18-13 Rams. Hawkins left side. Leaves it out top. Oh, it's stolen. Tip and a steal. Up the floor, it's Moore. His shot attempt is no good, but a foul call. They're going to whistle Joey Walker for the foul. That'll be his first, just as the buzzer sounded. And that'll be two free throws here for Moore. Boy, Moore with a step back three. Then a steal on one side. And free throws coming on the other end, and he makes the first. Atlantic will trail after one quarter. And it's going to be a 19-13 game as Moore makes one of his two free throws. We'll have second quarter right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Outfitters Plus Retail Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silk screen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Boulders Inn & Suites in Atlantic offers rooms with two queens or one king bed, suites, one with a jacuzzi, meeting room, and internet access. Book your room today at Boulders Inn & Suites in Atlantic. Call 243-1600. Kautsky Tree Care in Adair for all your tree care and landscaping needs. They're ISA certified, experienced, and insured. Give Paul or Amy a call at 712-249-9725 or Vernie Van Tyker at 712-249-8193. Kautsky Tree Care in Adair.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. It's Glenwood leading 19-13 at the end of the first quarter here. Do want to pass along some congratulations. There is one area team that's punched their ticket to the state tournament. The Exira EHK Spartans and head coach Tom Peterson are heading there. They won 58-45 tonight over George Little Rock in that Region 2 final tonight. Glenwood with the basketball here to start the second quarter. They'll scoop a pass inside that caroms off an Atlantic player back outside to Glenwood. They'll work it around the perimeter for a three ball, and that's Nate Moore, and he's knocking down another one. It's 22-13, Rams on top. Atlantic basketball here, and Joey Walker will key it over to Holmes. Holmes going to fire it across back to Walker. Bounce pass to the high post here to Franken. In the corner, he kicks it to Hawkins. A drive, lost the handle on it. It was tipped away by Glenwood. He gets it back. Back right side, they go to Walker, and he'll hit a three to answer back. Joey Walker of the triple, and it's back to a six-point game, 22-16. Glenwood, nice pass down low to Lewis. Got behind the defense. Missed the shot, though, but he gets the rebound and the putback. Almost a blown opportunity there for Glenwood, but Lewis cleans it up.
Yeah, the living's a little easier in high school basketball when you're 6'8".
Yeah, he definitely has an advantage down there. 24-16, Glenwood on top. Here's Podaisky, the bounce across here over to Holmes. Baseline jumper in, gets that one to go there from 16. Nice shot by Brendan Holmes. 24-18. Now a baseball pass to the Stouder, driving baseline for Moore, and he gets fouled as he goes to the hoop. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. Foul is going to be whistled down there against Joey Walker. That'll be his second.
You cannot allow those kinds of passes to be successful. Never. That ball traveled diagonally across the court, probably 30 feet.
The first free throw by Stouder was missed. Yeah, that's just one of those things. You've got to get a hand in there somewhere. And Stouder's second free throw is good. So he makes one out of two. And it's a 25-18 Glenwood lead. 6:27 left to go, first half. Here's Brendan Holmes over to Franken. Outside, Walker spots up for a three. Too strong. Rebound to the Rams as going up high to grab it. That time was Ridge Fisher. Moore will send it across right side, get it back. Now he'll dump it in the corner to Stouder. Back outside, Moore. Long three on the way, and he hits it. Wow. He's way out there, and he hits nothing but the bottom of the net. Timeout taken here by Atlantic, a 30-second timeout. Kind of like we saw in that first game here of the night. The Creston Panthers were red hot from the outside. Pretty similar situation here for Glenwood so far, as they've already knocked down six threes here in this first half.
Yeah, and we saw how quickly that turned around, too. Creston, gee whiz. They just couldn't. I mean, they could have hit the eye of a needle in the first half from the three-point line. They were knocking everything down square, but that all changed in the second half as Harlan rallied back. And Glenwood doesn't have a lot of experience in winning tight ball games here in the season, so we'll see how this one plays out. We got a long way to go.
28-18, the lead here for Glenwood with 6:03 to go until halftime. See what the Trojans do here out of the break. Walker will have it, and will spread the floor. Hawkins in the middle. He's going to drive to the block. Turns and floats one up. Missed it. Holmes goes high for the putback attempt. No good, but they're going to call a foul on him instead. He got up high there and maybe put the hand down on top of a player that was in front of him, but I thought he had good positioning to get to the basketball. They're going to call him for the foul.
And again, it's the official furthest away who really can't see through the traffic who makes the call. Go figure.
Third team foul against Atlantic. Here's Glenwood now with the basketball. Lewis out front, and he tried to rifle a pass to Stouder, but Stouder wasn't ready for the ball to be that high in the air, and it went out of bounds.
Yeah, Lewis has to remember, not everybody's 6'8". That was just a rifle shot too tall.
Nobody's on my level playing field right now. Walker now in the middle to Hawkins, back outside, and they'll dump it around here over to Ben. Bounce pass to Hawkins in the middle. Turn, spins, over to Holmes. Jumper on the way. No good. Rebound loose. Glenwood saves it in, and Moore has it. Actually, that's Schultz, excuse me. Now off to Moore. Moore, he got away with a carry here as he stopped quickly up the floor. He'll have it on the left side and dump it in the corner to Stouder. Back out to Moore. Drives a little, kicks back to Stouder in the corner. They play catch on the left side of the floor right now. Now they send it across to Ridge Fisher. He'll get a screen. Curl around it, stop, hand it to Lewis. Lewis looking inside, pops it back out towards half court. And now Moore has it. Moore will get a screen, go right side, stops to Stouder. Stouder pump fakes, back to Moore. He stops and now kicks it over right side. Good defense right now here by the Trojans. Rams can't get a good look. Ball on the outside. Ridge Fisher works it back around the horn. They go right wing to Schultz. Now Stouder out front to Schultz. He'll fire the three ball quickly, and he hits it. After all that work, Glenwood gets a quick chance at a three, and they knock it down. 31-18. Rams with the advantage. Here's Walker out top. He'll get a screen, stop, pick up his dribble, send it over across to Hawkins. Hawkins steps in, kicks to Holmes. Holmes now bounce, and he bounced it right to Lewis, who will give it to Moore, who's going to run it up the floor for a chance at a layup, and he makes it.
Yeah, that's because Joey Walker was the only one back defensively. He's already got two fouls. He couldn't do anything about it, and he knew it.
Full timeout taken by Atlantic. 3:58 to go in the half. 33-18 Glenwood. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Denison Tire and Auto Center, 506 West 4th Street in Atlantic, means performance for your car. Check out their low everyday price on tires and enjoy their old-fashioned service at Denison Tire and Auto Center in Atlantic. Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. When you buy Farm Mutual Insurance from them, you own the company. Adair County Mutual Insurance of Greenfield. ACGS, Atlantic's Dell Computer Store, is proud to be a local sports booster. They specialize in sales and service of computers and electronics for homes and businesses alike. ACGS invites you to stop in with your computer, electronic, and service needs. ACGS, your Dell Computer Store.
And welcome back here to Atlantic High School. After the timeout taken by the Trojans, they need to get some things figured out here. They trail 33-18 here to Glenwood. Podaisky has it on the outside. We'll throw it to Hawkins in the corner. Back out front, Podaisky. Bounce pass to Franken, across to Walker. He'll try the three on the right wing, and that's good. Joey Walker with a couple of triples here in the second quarter. It's been about the highlight here for the Trojans in this quarter so far.
Yeah, Atlantic's losing three-point battle 7-2 so far.
Out front, it's Moore, hampered there by Franken. Now Kyle Nelson in the game here for the Trojans as well after the break. Down low, Lewis, a little jumper on the baseline, missed it. Stouter went over the top of Nelson to get the rebound. They didn't call anything, and his putback was missed. Ends up going out of bounds. It'll be Trojan basketball. Yeah, he literally needed Nelson to not fall down. Leaned right up against him.
And I'm not sure if that was maybe a makeup call for missing the foul, because that was easily out of bounds again off Franken, but they give it to Atlantic.
Right, or pass across there to Nelson. Back outside, Walker. Pump fakes. Nice step around. His jumper up and good. That's a good play by Joey Walker. 33-23. Back to a 10-point game. Glenwood out top here with Moore. Goes over left side to Ridge Fisher. Fisher lobs it across over to Stouter. Back out front they go. They'll play catch out on the perimeter. Now Moore going to stop and spot up from three at the top. Missed it. Rebound by Fisher. He went in. Rifled a pass back out top to Moore. Missed the three again. And the rebound pulled down by Hawkins. Off to Podaisky and a reach-in foul. Going to be called on Nate Moore as he tried to swipe at the basketball.
Boy, coaches hate those fouls. That just wasn't, that's just not thinking.
Frustration fouls are never good. Moore missed the two threes on one end. He comes down the other floor and just makes a haphazard swat at the basketball and gets called for the foul. Walker, the inbound, will skip it across. Podaisky spots up, fake the three for a moment, now takes it. It rattles out, and Lewis pulls down the board. Ridge Fisher now has it up top for Glenwood. Right side, he'll go to Schultz. Wyatt Schultz across over to Moore. Moore out front against Kyle Nelson. Moore over to Lewis. Back to Moore. Moore looking down low. Now back up top to Lewis. And they go over to Fisher. Stouter at the top now. Moore. Stouter back at the top. Swinging around the horn. Back the other direction. And Stouter on the right wing this time. Crossing over. Goes low. Kicks it back out. Lewis. He'll drive. Stops and kicks it back out. Moore. He's going to drive in. The kick in the corner. Schultz for three. And that's high up over the top of the backboard and out of bounds.
10-point game right now, a minute and a half to go. If you're Atlantic, you'd really like to get this to six, maybe 4 points or so. Make a couple of trips up the floor that are productive on offense and on defense. Give yourself some momentum heading into the locker room.
Substitution here for Glenwood, as they're going to bring Carter Von Essen into the game. Also back in the game is Ryan Phillips for Glenwood as well. Across the timeline here for Walker. He'll send it over to Nelson. Back to Walker, who's open for a three, and it's good. Joey Walker's been hot from the outside here for Atlantic, and that cuts it now to 33-26.
That was Ryan Hawkins in the first quarter. Now Joey Walker in the second quarter.
Top here for Fisher. He's going to drive to the elbow. Kicks to Stouter on the baseline. That's way short. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Glenwood. For the Atlantic basketball. So the Rams have gone cold. They were hot early on here shooting the basketball. Now Atlantic done a better job defensively. They've had some tough looks here lately. Haven't been able to get shots to go down. Atlantic creeping back in here. Franken driving left side now here for Atlantic. Tries to go baseline. We're going to have a little bump push foul here on Ridge Fisher, who was guarding him. That'll be Fisher's first fourth team foul here against the Rams. Actually, fifth team foul we got him listed for here now. Back up top now, it'll be Podaisky sending it across over to Nelson. In the corner they go to Hawkins, who will step in and bank one and missed it. Rebound pulled down here by Glenwood. Fisher, left side, or excuse me, it was Phillips over to Fisher. Now back over to Schultz. Fisher, back to Phillips. 23 seconds to go until half. Back across here to Schultz. They spread the floor. Schultz driving. The kick back to Von Essen. Now to Phillips. 14 seconds to go, and now a timeout taken here by Glenwood. A 30-second timeout by Kurt Schulte as they want to set something up here for the last play here at the end of the half. 33-26, Glenwood leading, and they have the basketball here for this, what they think will be last possession here as they will use some clock and try to get this last look. Once again, earlier here tonight, it was a victory for Exira EHK, 58-45 over George Little Rock, so the Spartans will be heading to the state tournament at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines with that win here this evening. Also, try to get some other updates here for you as we go along as well.
Yep. In 2A, Des Moines Christian beat Panorama in overtime, 32-31. And also in 2A, IKM Manning over Central Decatur, 74-51.
Inbound here for the Rams, and they have it here with 9 seconds. Phillips, and he's bumped and fouled. They try to trap him out high, and Brendan Holmes is going to pick up the foul. That'll be his second. Fourth team foul here against Atlantic. Inbound again here with 7 seconds to play. Inbound, Fisher will send it to Phillips in the backcourt. Phillips across the timeline, 5 seconds. He'll drive, kick in the corner. Schultz for a three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound, Tristan Benn, and that'll do it here at the end of the first half. Glenwood, 33. Atlantic, 26 as we head to the locker room here at halftime. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the first half. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Visit the Egg Crate in Elkhorn, selling antiques and lots of repurposed items and home decor. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 4. Check out Egg Crate in Elkhorn, north of Exit 54 on I-80, next to the Danish Inn. Eye Associates, providing eye care for the entire family. Offering the services of optometrist Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland in two convenient locations, upper level of Cass County Memorial Hospital Clinic Edition and 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today. Principal Financial Group. Look to them for answers to complete financial planning, investments, estate planning, and retirement planning. Stop by Principal Financial Group at 603 Poplar in Atlantic or call 243-2466 today.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. We're at halftime of this boys' 3A district contest. It's Glenwood leading Atlantic 33-26 here at the intermission. And it was a little bit of a slow start here for Atlantic in the game, and Glenwood red hot from the outside here to start the contest as they've continued to pour in some three-pointers here. Kind of a lull for their form at the end of the second quarter. Didn't hit much there. They've hit seven, though, here in this first half of play to help them out to this halftime advantage here over Atlantic. Atlantic, a nice couple of possessions late there in the half. Joey Walker had a nice half for him as well, making some shots from the outside. But overall, I'm sure Coach Jenkins would like to see a lot of things improve here for Atlantic here in this second half of play because Glenwood's been able to do a little bit of everything. They haven't gone inside a ton, but Lewis had some good looks, especially early in the game, and then they went more to the outside shot after that. The defense has improved there in that second quarter a little bit, but still Glenwood kind of with the edge here so far overall in this game tonight. Take a look at the scoring here for you from the first half of play, and then after that we will be taking a look here at some other notes here for you on games that are going on around the area here tonight. Of course, a lot of postseason play happening here in girls and boys basketball here this evening, as we'll take a look at those updates here for you in just a little bit. But in the first half of play here for you tonight, it was Joey Walker with 13 points here for Atlantic as he hit three of those shots from the outside. 9 points here so far for Ryan Hawkins. That all came in the first quarter for him, and then 2 points apiece chipped in by Nick Podaisky and Brendan Holmes as they were one for one from the free throw line here in the first half of play. And for the Glenwood Rams, they had 12 points in the first half from Nate Moore. who had 3 3-pointers there in the first half. Also 3 threes from Wyatt Schultz, who ends up with 9 points there in the first half. 3 for Ryan Phillips, also had 3 points in the first half from Dylan Stouter, and 6 points so far tonight for Jacob Lewis, as they were 2 of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. So Moore leading the way scoring-wise here for Glenwood. Walker leading scoring-wise for Atlantic. They have 12 and 13 here, respectively, in this first half of play. So let's look at the numbers here for in the first half of this one. We'll take a break and look at scores up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store, has been in business for 24 years. They're family-owned and operated and offer a big selection of vehicles at low prices. Hawkeye Ford, located east of Red Oak on Highway 34. Score big savings at Atlantic's Hy-Vee Food Store, located on 7th Street in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. You'll find a helpful smile in every aisle at the Hy-Vee Food Store in Atlantic. And Aiken Building Center, offering a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic.
Back here at Atlantic High School, halftime, it's 33-26 Glenwood over Atlantic here in the second half of our doubleheader here tonight. Earlier this evening, it was Harlan pulling off a comeback win and getting a last few seconds shot from Kyle Jewell in the and one to get the victory 55-54 over Creston, so they'll move on to play Thursday night against the winner of the game we have currently going on. But lots of finals here tonight, other games going on. And girls play here tonight in regional final action.
Yeah, much more important games than what we're watching here tonight. These are just the beginnings. These were the critical ones here that regional final action in girls 1A and 2A tonight. Some scores from around the region. All finals now. Exira EHK in 1A is back to the state basketball tournament as the Spartans beat George Little Rock 58-45 tonight. That's number 2 beating number 8. Pretty good matchup there in class 1A. Fremont Mills, the fourth-ranked team in Class 1A, goes to state as they hold off Adair Casey 65-58 tonight. And also Bedford, 14th-ranked in Class 1A. They're going to state, a 60-47 win over the Blue Devils of Martinsdale St. Mary's tonight. So Exira EHK, Fremont Mills, Bedford all advancing to the state girls basketball tournament in 1A. In Class 2A tonight, IKM Manning a winner as they went on a 20-0 run in the second quarter, and that was pretty much the game. 74-51, the Wolves beat Central Decatur tonight to advance to the state tournament in Class 2A. Des Moines Christian defeated Panorama in a low-scoring game, 32-31. That was an overtime matchup tonight. And also Western Christian had little trouble with Logan Magnolia this evening. 59-29 was the final. Western Christian advances to the state basketball tournament.
So, yeah, you hate to see a local team there like Adair Casey fall, but a pretty cool story there for Fremont Mills. That's the first time in 50 years that they've made it as a girls' squad back to the state tournament. So pretty cool. Congratulations there to them on that win here tonight. And congratulations to all those area teams able to move on. And we'll be covering some of that for you here down the road here for you as we head to the next round of the postseason there at the state tournament for the girls. This is just the first step for this road to the state tournament here tonight in this boys' game. These teams that play and win here tonight have to win two more to make themselves into the state tournament. And right now it's an advantage for Glenwood at half, 33-26 here over Atlantic. And as we mentioned earlier tonight, Harlan came back to get a thrilling victory, 55-54 over Creston in the first game of the night. So they will await the winner here of this one this evening. You know, they're keeping an eye on what's going on here in the second game. And for Atlantic, you know, kind of the same story for them really throughout the end of the season. It's the consistency. They've had stretches where they've played well here tonight, and then stretches where they've let Glenwood kind of get open and go on little bits of runs here in the first half, and it just hasn't always been there for Atlantic. They need to make sure that that intensity has always turned up to the notch they need it to, especially in a game like this.
Absolutely, and it needs to come early here. You know, we watched Glenwood get off on a pretty good run early on. Yeah, I really think, yeah, I know it's cliche, but I really think this first half, this first 4 minutes of the third quarter are going to be really critical to see how this game is going to play out the rest of the way. Atlantic needs to make a little bit of a run. They were down what, 15 points at 33-18, and then ran off eight in a row to end the first half to cut it down to a seven-point game. So it was a nice stretch for them. But you can't let it all go for naught and let Glenwood come out of the locker room and just start dropping points, especially if you let them get easy shots inside. You know, to a certain extent, you're a little bit okay with Wyatt Schultz and Nate Moore hitting those long bombs, because you got to figure those guys really aren't known for that much this year. You can't figure they're going to keep that up, but you just can't let the big guys like Lewis beat you down low. And so far, Atlantic's doing a pretty good job. Ryan Hawkins individually doing a great job one-on-one inside defensively against the big guy.
Yeah, especially after early in that first quarter, really turned things around. Take one more break, get you ready for the second half. Up next, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vetter Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Ottoman for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them also for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawn. Visit Vetter Equipment in Ottoman today. Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. Visit them for collision, rust repair, refinishing, glass installation, and unibody frame repair. Also be sure to ask them about the T-Guarantee paint system at Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. J&R Tax Service. Individual and small business tax preparation year-round. Also payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. 16 more minutes to play for one of these teams in their season. The other will advance to Thursday night's district final against Harlan over at Abraham Lincoln Fieldhouse. Atlantic with the basketball as we start this third quarter. The Trojans trail by 7, 33-26. Walker takes the inbound, brings it front court. Holmes, Podaisky, Hawkins, and Franken starting five on the floor here for Atlantic as they immediately go high-low. Franken down the right side, lobs one underneath, posting inside Hawkins for an easy lay-in, 33-28. Now picking up the dribble here in the back court and getting a break to get it ahead to the front court quickly was Ryan Phillips. Now the far side, we've got an out-of-bounds call. Stouter over on the far sideline, caught the pass near the sideline and then tried to get away from the pressure, stepped out. So Atlantic gets a break, a turnover, and they'll get it back. And here's the start that Atlantic was looking for.
Yeah, good couple of possessions here early.
Let's see if they can turn this into points. 33-28, Glenwood the lead. Atlantic with the basketball to the front court. Walker out top, cut off here to the near side corner. Now Podaisky. Podaisky off the dribble, looking low. Now it's Franken outside. Franken dry. Oh, he threw it away. Tried to dump a pass off to Walker. It's stolen away. Phillips runs the floor. The layup good with the left hand. Walker flashes by defensively, but Phillips gets the bucket. Walker already has two fouls. Didn't want to pick up that third there. That's 35-28. Walker front court stops. Pulls up 15-footer. In and out. No good. Hawkins keeps the ball. Oh, he didn't. He tried to keep it alive. They're going to call him out of bounds on the baseline. Trying to punch that one back in. Glenwood ball back. Atlantic pressuring backcourt now. Phillips across far side. Ooh, almost sliding that pivot foot with Schultz as he picked up the dribble. Ahead it goes, down to the baseline. Underneath, the drive on the baseline. The shot up is good down low. That's Stouter with a bucket. They found him sliding along the baseline. It's a 9-point lead now for the Rams, 37-28. Atlantic ball, front court. Holmes fires it left side corner. Podaisky open. He'll elevate for three, and that's good. Nick Podaisky, welcome back to the party. He hasn't had a point since two in the first quarter. They can use points from him. They get a three there. It's 37-31. Pressure again backcourt. The Rams break. Phillips front court. Dumps it far side. Out of the corner. Stouter with it. Back outside Schultz. Out top it's Phillips. Phillips near the center circle. Will take it to the right side. 6-point lead for the Rams. We're in the third quarter. 6 minutes left in the quarter. Stouter down the lane, drive, shot up. It won't go. Rebound Franken. It was contested inside, but he had an easy look, and it rolled off the rim. Atlantic ball front court. Hawkins out on the circle off the dribble. Steps across, looks for help. Walker. Walker will leave it for Podaisky, circling around to the left corner. Now it's Holmes. He'll grab, turn, elevate, fire in, up and in from the right side. Brendan Holmes really good off that dribble. He's been really good the last few weeks with that jump shot. 37-33. It's a 4-point Ram lead. Front court, Rams, Stouter, right corner. Back out top. They leave it for Phillips. Now to Schultz, right side. Schultz on the circle. Phillips way off the arc. Gets it to the high post. Lewis will turn and jump one. No good. Rebound. Tap to the baseline. Out of bounds. Boy, Atlantic looked like they were going to get it. It was smacked around a bit. Then it was off Franken's hands. Out of bounds as it was smacked hard right at him. Rams will keep it. Fisher will inbound. Fisher, the bounce feed here near side. It's Schultz off the dribble. His jumper good. Wyatt Schultz hits the 14-footer. 39-33 Rams. Atlantic back to the front court. Walker, right side, gets a screen. Dumps it into the corner, Podaisky. Podaisky off the dribble. Now to Walker out top. Walker drives left side. The jump stop. He got fouled. He came to a jump stop, and then they landed on his back as Wyatt Schultz went up and took the fake. Came down on his back. Oh, they're not going to call it on Schultz. They're going to call it on Phillips. Garrett Franken is scoreless. With 4:57 left in the third quarter, Atlantic needs to get him started. He has the ball out top on the inbound. Here to the right side, it's Holmes. Bounce feed into the post. Hawkins turns right side, leans, shot up, won't go, off the back of the rim. He was fighting two men trying to get to the basket. Now ahead to Phillips. Phillips to the front court. Crosses into the right side. Schultz out top, Fisher. Fisher with it for the Rams off the curl. He'll stop and fire a three. That's no good. Rebound inside to Walker. Joey Walker with it. Six-point lead for the Rams, 39-33. It's Holmes, baseline. He's open. He jumps. No good. Rebound comes here to the near side, and it's taken on the baseline by Phillips. He'll fire it up the floor. Schultz, Fisher, now back to Phillips. Left side, it's Stouter on the circle. Stouter looking out top. Phillips. Fisher, back to Phillips. Now left side it comes. Schultz. As we're just about halfway through this third quarter. 4:05 remaining in the third. Out top, it's Phillips. He'll elevate for the three ball. That's no good. Rebound taken by Walker. Boy, they were so patient, and then they settled for that long shot. Walker now to the front court. The crossover down the lane. Stops left side. Elevates the jumper. Good. He hung in the air and knocked it down. 15 for Joey Walker. 39-35. Rams by four again. Pressure again back court by the Trojans. Long pass ahead. Stouter. Fisher. Fisher bumped. He gets rid of the basketball. Walker lucky not to get a call on. Now he tips the ball, steals it. Walker the steal. He'll run it up the floor. The layup, good, and a foul. Wasn't a whole lot of contact, but enough to satisfy that official. Opportunity for Atlantic. Walker the steal, the finish with a left hand, and because they hit him in the head coming across, he'll get a free throw. And we're going to have a timeout asked for by the Rams. 3:30 left in the third quarter. 39-37 Glenwood. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004. Interior Touch in downtown Atlantic is your headquarters for window coverings, wallpaper, paint, carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, and laminate flooring. For all of your decorating needs, visit with the professional staff at Interior Touch. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic. Walker at the free throw line for the Trojans. Coming back out of the timeout. He got the bucket, got fouled. And he'll get a free throw here. He's having a pretty good ball game. 17 points, trying to make it 18, and he can't. It rings out, no good. 39-37. Trojans within two. It's close as they've been in quite a while. Stouter out top. Cross it goes right side to Nate Moore, who's back in. Now to the baseline. The quick jumper up, no good. By Schultz, rebounded there by the Rams, and it's taken away by the Trojans. Bloom tried to bang it off one of the Trojans out of bounds on the baseline, but it didn't go out of bounds. Atlantic up with it. Now Kyle Nelson is back into Walker, left side for the lead. The shot no good. Rebound with Hawkins, and we get a foul over the back on Atlantic. They're gonna, what's on Hawkins?
There's been some tough calls here lately, both ways.
There might have been an over the back, but it sure as heck wasn't on him.
Interesting thing, too, about that last chance that Walker got to go to the line. That was the third foul on Phillips, so he came out of the game right away.
the floor now comes Glenwood. They get it across the timeline. Here left side, Moore. Down to the corner it goes, Lewis. Lewis left side to the free throw line, Stouter. The open jumper, no good. Hit the front of the rim, Kyle Nelson the rebound. Here come the Trojans with a chance to tie. Walker to the front court, out top. Right side it comes. Now to Ben. Tristan Ben is back in. Atlantic trying to work the ball out on the perimeter. Walker, they screen for him. He comes right side on the circle. Now Ben, baseline. He'll drive the short shot. Good. We're tied up. Tristan Ben drives the baseline. His first ball, bucket of the game. And it's a 39-all game. And a steal. Atlantic got the ball back as they threw it away. Ben with a steal. And a steal right back as Walker had it stripped away. Stouter took it back. Now a long three is good by Nate Moore from the left side. He's got 15 points. Gee whiz. 2:05 left in the third quarter. 42-39. Rams by three. Atlantic front court. Right side it's Walker. Walker into the lane. Hawkins turns. Oh, nice curl. Left hand flip up and good. Ryan Hawkins with a quick step behind move. And it's 42-41. Rams basketball. They work against the Trojan pressure. They break pressure. Now it's Hawkins all by himself. He tapped the ball away. It was 3-on-1, and he knocks it free. It's stolen by Franken. Franken up the floor quickly. Right side bend. Baseline short. Shot up and good, and the Trojans take the lead. 43-42. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Out top, the Rams have it. To the right side it goes. Schultz into the corner. Stouter. He'll fire it all the way across. Moore wide open for the three, and it's good again. Where'd this kid come from? 45-43, Rams back on top.
He averages 7 points per game on this season. He's doing better than that, quite much more than that already.
Well, he's had five threes tonight. He's got 18 points. Doing a little better than usual. Now Hawkins from the top. He'll elevate for the three. It's no good. The rebound tapped out. Hawkins has it, and he's tripped up as he tried to drive down the lane. He grabbed it out of the air, took it right to the rack from just inside the free throw lane, and he got fouled. That's going to be whistled on Andrew Bloom. That'll be his first. And that'll send Ryan Hawkins to the free throw line with a chance to shoot a couple. 58 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Hawkins' first free throw is good. For the Rams, Connor Weiss back into the ballgame. Carter Von Essen also checks in. For the Trojans, Franken comes out as Podaisky is back in. One more free throw for Hawkins. This would tie it, and it's no good. Off the back iron, rebounded inside by Weiss. 1-point lead for the Rams, 55 seconds left, third quarter. Moore out top to get the ball, and he looked at the long three, didn't take it. Now out top, they come left side, Moore again, steps way outside the arc. This time it's no good. That should have been Atlantic ball. That hit off the basket support as it kicked off the rim and hit the tape up top, but they didn't see it. The Trojans get the rebound anyway. Now Hawkins front court. He got fouled, no call. Hawkins drives right side. Now to Walker. 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. Rams lead by one. Trojans with a basketball. See if Atlantic hangs on for the final shot of the quarter. Tristan Ben now well off the circle with it. He'll leave it back outside for Walker. 15 seconds left to go in the third. Nelson to Walker. Down to 10 seconds. Walker, the crossover, they screen for him. He steps back out, drives the left side. Tried the kick out. It's not there. Now they go down low. Hawkins turns. The bank. No good. Off the glass. Rebound hits the floor. Ben has it to Hawkins. He just flips it up, and the time is up. The buzzer never went off. But the clock hits zeros, and that's the end of the third quarter. Well, the first game went right down to the end. Looks like we got another one. 45-44. Glenwood leading Atlantic after three. We'll have the fourth for you in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Newman Body Shop in Lyman, your complete body shop offering professional work at competitive rates as well as glass repair. Newman Body Shop, 12 miles south of Atlantic on Highway 71. Give them a call at 778-4428. Newman Body Shop, we meet by accident. Larry's Painting Service is ready to take care of your painting, project, and repair needs. For interior, exterior, commercial, residential, metal buildings, decks, and barns for farmers, give Larry's Painting and Service a call at 254-1953. Body Basics Chiropractic, offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics.
And welcome back here to Atlantic High School. We head to the fourth quarter. 1-point lead for Glenwood, 45-44 here over Atlantic, and Glenwood has the basketball to start the fourth. Outside, a pump fake and a drive by Bloom. He raises for the shot, missed it. Rebound fought for on the floor and tied up between Hawkins and Weiss. And it's going to be the arrow belonging to Atlantic. Frank, it'll be the one to inbound here, and the Trojans will get a chance to take the lead back. Walker out top with it. We'll get a double screen out high. Goes right side, sends it to Ben in the corner. Now to Hawkins flashing down the lane, leaning in, and he gets that banker to fall as he's falling down. 46-45, Atlantic back on top. The other direction, the kick in the corner. Wise, a baseline jumper, and he buries that one to take the lead right back. Hunter Weiss, the bucket, and it's now 47-46. Walker now with the basketball. Picks it up, throws it in the corner. Podaisky now quickly to Hawkins at the high post. Back to Walker, curling inside, kicking the corner. Now a drive by Ben. He'll rise up, push the foul on the shot, but no call. Hit all over his wrist, but the rebound picked up by Glenwood. Now off the floor, no run. Out in front of the pack, here's Bloom. He'll lay it up with the left hand and in. Andrew Bloom with his first bucket of the game. First bucket of the game for the last two guys that have scored for Glenwood. And they lead it now here 49-46. Atlantic with the basketball. Tristan Benn on the outside. Skip pass across to Walker. He'll drive in the lane. Rises up. He's fouled. He'll go to line to shoot two. Shot was blocked but came down on the arm that time. Andrew Bloom going to get called for his second foul. And we'll go to the free throw line here for two shots for Joey Walker. Walker's played a very good game here tonight for Atlantic, doing what you expect of your point guard. Did another nice drive there. Free throw up and good there by Walker. One more coming for him. And that one rolls around and falls through as well. So it's back to a one-point game. 49-48, Glenwood basketball here. Schultz will throw it across over far side to Moore. Moore lobs it back up top to Bloom. Bloom back to Moore. He'll put it on the deck, drive, and now fire a baseball pass across to Schultz for a three in the corner, and he makes it. Wyatt Schultz with a three. It's his fourth three of the game, and it's 52-48. Glenwood the advantage. Atlantic basketball here. Joey Walker off to Hawkins. Quickly in the corner to Ben for a three-ball try. That's way off the mark. Rebound Bloom. They'll throw it right side up the floor here to Schultz. Schultz picks up his dribble. He'll dump it to Bloom. Now he's going to drive right to the free throw line. Pops one up. Missed it. Rebound. Nice job by Walker going high to grab it. Joey Walker will bring it up the floor. He'll get a screen and go left side with it. Cut off there. Now throws a pass across to Ben, and it's a tough one. It's lost out of bounds. A little too tall for Tristan Ben. And now a time. Oh, going to have a substitution here on the floor for the Rams, bringing Stouder back in. Lewis is in there down low again as well. So the Trojans will back up here into a man-to-man look. Right side to go to Schultz. Schultz, a couple of dribbles, now bounces it to Lewis down low. He'll go to work on the block. The spin to the baseline. Shot up and dances it soft off the rim and in. A tough look there for Jacob Lewis, his first bucket since early in the second quarter. Bounce pass now high to Hawkins. Hawkins spots up, dumps it across over to Holmes instead. Down low Franken, he'll go baseline. Shot up and good, and that's the first bucket of the game for Garrett Franken. Second leading scorer on the team, averages 16, and he gets his first two of the night. 4:44 left to go. Here's a dribble by Moore, outside to Lewis. He'll turn, drive inside, going past defenders. Layup good, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. Jacob Lewis took advantage of a little bit of a seam he found there on the left side of the lane. Fisher comes back in now here for Glenwood as Schultz comes out. That foul was whistled against Brendan Holmes, his third. And the free throw is good. Rolls around and through for Jacob Lewis. 57-50. Rams have pushed it back out to a seven-point lead.
It's a 12-4 run here by the Rams.
Walker now on the outside. He'll dump it to Hawkins, sliding down the right side of the lane, all the way in. Banker good, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. Good aggressive move by Ryan Hawkins. And that's going to be against Jacob Lewis, his second. Oh, no, excuse me. They call it on Stouter instead.
They give quick finger signals, these officials. It's hard sometimes to figure it out.
Free throw up and good there by Hawkins. So he takes advantage and makes the three-point play happen. Now a tip, almost stolen away here by Atlantic. Holmes goes tumbling in the corner. Knocked it out. Glenwood basketball here. Bloom will inbound. Gets it into Moore. Throws it across to Fisher. Fisher a dribble and back to Moore. Moore now in the middle. They go to Bloom. Across the timeline. Down low to Lewis. Back to Bloom. He's stuck on the block. Shovels it across to Stouter, who was wide open, and he gets the layup. 59-53. Glenwood on top here with 3:58 left to go here. Now Franken, a three ball from the left wing. That's off the mark. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hawkins. Quick trigger on the left wing that time by Franken. Couldn't get it to go. And the Rams right back with the basketball here. Bloom up the floor. Shovels it left side. Lewis going baseline. Turns, spins. Gives it off in the middle. And a rise and fires good by Stouter. Stouter with the bucket at 61-53. And now a whistle and a timeout taken by Coach Jenkins and the Trojans. They'll take a full timeout with 3:38 to go. 61-53 Rams. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Chatterbox Cafe, located next door to the Amoco Station in Audubon, open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Come and enjoy home-cooked meals with noon specials Monday through Friday. That's the Chatterbox Cafe in Audubon. Anita Engraving and Awards LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards LLC in Anita. Call 712-762-3779. And Drs. Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Medical Clinic. For all of your dentistry needs, call 243-1833 today. That's 243-1833.
Back here at Atlantic High School, 3:38 to go. Glenwood leading 61-53. Trojans need to get something going here, and they have the ball on offense. Joey Walker with it out front. Will dump it over to Hawkins. Now back to Walker. Steps it back to Hawkins. He'll drive left side all the way in. He's fouled, it looked like, but no call. Blocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Atlantic. Walker will inbound underneath the hoop. Walker will lob it into Hawkins. Gets it right in the middle. Goes up, and this time he is fouled down low by Lewis, I believe. And he will go to the line here to shoot two. And they are going to call it in Stouter instead. Both guys were right there. And the first free throw up and good here by Hawkins. One more coming here for Ryan Hawkins. These teams played to within a point back on January 13th. And now Hawkins makes the second free throw here to climb Atlantic back within six. 61-55 Glenwood. Fisher will bring it up. He'll hand it off to Moore. Moore guarded by Holmes. Go right side and bounce it over to Bloom. Bloom up top Stouter. They'll swing it. Fisher down low. Lewis got through the traffic somehow. Turns and he gets the banker to go, and he'll get a foul call. A chance at a three-point play again. Holmes trying to do his best work he could down low there, but it's just not much chance that he's going to be able to contest the shot underneath. And he'll pick up his fourth foul. Podaisky's going to check out. Ben's going to come back in. Nelson's going to come in as well here for Atlantic, and Holmes will come out. So Jacob Lewis now here at the free throw line here for a chance at a three-point play again. And this one's off the mark. Rebound Franken. Almost threw it away. Threw it over the far side, but it's tracked down by Walker. Walker throws it away. Tipped and stolen. Into the hands of Moore. He'll go the other way. Stop, and he's run into. He's just backing up trying to throw the ball up in the air. A lot of traffic in there, and they're going to call the foul on Ryan Hawkins flying in. That'll be his second. Oh, I was going to say, that had to be on the floor. They're going to give him shots, so. His back was turned to the hoop. Moore will be at the line, and his first one is up and good. So one more coming here for Moore. And that one's also good. Nate Moore has had a heck of a game here for Glenwood. And it's 65-55, 10-point game with 2:55 left. Trojans need to make it happen now. Here's Nelson right side, swinging across over to Ben. Ben in the middle will throw it across. Nelson picks it up. Nelson looking inside, now to Franken. Franken going to drive and spin through traffic. Shot up, missed it. Hawkins rebound, put back no good, but he's fouled by Lewis, and he'll go to the line here for two shots. So Ryan Hawkins at the free throw line. First free throw up on the way, and it's good. Made his last four. Substitution here for Glenwood as Schultz comes back in. Fisher will check out. Second free throw for Hawkins, also good. He's able to knock them both down again here at the line. 65-57. Glenwood trying to break pressure. Here's Schultz. Back over across to Moore. Back to Schultz. Schultz cut off. He'll baseball into the corner. High tip. Taken away. Stouder tipped it over to Nelson. Nelson off to Hawkins. Hawkins up the floor. Crossing over in the lane. All the way in. Layup good. Ryan Hawkins doing his best to get the Trojans back in. 65-59. Now Glenwood breaking pressure. Bloom sliding down the left side of the lane. His running shot falls through. And now we'll have a whistle and a timeout taken here on the floor. Full timeout by the Trojans again. 2:09 to go. Actually, Glenwood takes the break. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kamlin's Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic and Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Kamlin's Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and on the square in Harlan. Mike Rohde for Community Rehab. Whether you're in an accident, have a sports injury, lingering or recurring pain, it's time to see a physical therapist. Visit Mike Rohde at Community Rehab on East 7th Street, next to Nishna Valley Cycle.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at iWestern Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, iWestern classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Back out of the timeout, Atlantic will have the basketball here, and they trail by 8, 67-59, 2:09 left to go. Certainly not insurmountable, but the Trojans need to get something moving here. Brian Hawkins has been doing most of the work. He has a ball out front. He'll take a three from the top, and he'll hit it. He's trying to do his best job to put this team on his back and keep them around. It's a five-point game. Moore now breaking pressure. Throws it up ahead to Bloom. They'll settle it down out front now. Moore across over to Schultz. Schultz back to Moore out top. Moore. Kicks it over left side here to Bloom. Bloom will skip across. Schultz puts it on the deck. Back to Bloom at the free throw line. Pump fakes. Now a reach and going to be called here on Tristan Benn. That'll be his first. That is the fifth team foul here against Atlantic. So they've got one more to give. 1:32 to go. 5-point Glenwood lead. Bloom to inbound. Waiting, can't find anybody, and now they're going to take a 30-second timeout instead here to try to get it figured out.
Got that about a half a second before they were going to get a five-second violation.
So Glenwood right now hanging on to a 67-62 advantage. We're down to about 1:40 to go here in the game. And obviously every possession now here down the stretch is critical here for both of these teams, and Glenwood has the ball coming out of the break underneath their own basket.
But Ryan Hawkins with 28 points tonight, 19 of those in the second half. And he's also doing, I think, a pretty good job on Jacob Lewis. Lewis had only 6 points through three quarters. He's picked up seven here in the fourth, but that's really due more to the fact that they've had wide open looks because of the
way that Atlantic's had to spread out the defense guarding the ball all the way up the floor.
Inbound from Bloom underneath. He'll lob it into Lewis, who got open on the block. Shot was blocked and ends up hitting off of Lewis's knee out of bounds. And they'll say it'll be Atlantic basketball.
And that was Hawkins right there again. Franken was there as well. Hawkins got the block. It hits off Lewis's leg out of bounds.
Atlantic ball up the floor. Hawkins, another three from the top. It's good. Ryan Hawkins is on fire, and it's back to a two-point game. Up the floor, Bloom. He'll go in, and going to be a block. Oh, that's tough. Hawkins was back already, waiting on the block, and Bloom kind of put the forearm into him as he's going to the floor, and they're going to call it on Hawkins. That'll be the third on Ryan Hawkins. Inbound will come from underneath the hoop here for Glenwood. Lewis back outside to Schultz, poked away from him. Now he saves it in, but it's stolen. Right to Joey Walker. The other end, the step across for the layup. No good. The tip in. Hawkins, no good. Nelson over to Ben, and that's good. Tristan Ben, the bucket, and we're tied at 67. Inbound to Moore. He'll lob it up the floor here to Lewis. Lewis on the left side. He'll put it on the deck. Go in. Slide around Franken and gets the layup to take the lead back. 69-67, 47 seconds left. Walker out front. Over to Ryan Hawkins. In the corner to Ben. Ben looking down inside. He's stuck there in the corner. We're going to have a timeout taken here by the Atlantic bench. Probably a good idea there by Coach Jenkins because Ben was stuck in a bad spot. It'll be a full timeout with 38 seconds to go. Quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kingery Awning and Signs in Casey for custom-designed folding aluminum and canvas awnings, vinyl backlit storefronts, custom-designed signs for your business with your graphics and lettering. Call Scott Kingery of Kingery Awning and Signs at 1-800-746-2558. Century 21 Dement Realty in Atlantic is part of the world's largest residential real estate organization. Stop by Century 21 Dement Realty's office on East 7th Street or give them a call at 243-2017. You can also take a virtual tour at www.century21.com. Sint Repair, just east of Lyman, offering general automotive repair and computer diagnostics. Sint Repair, ASE certified and a Napa Auto Care Center. Plus, they sell, balance, and rotate tires. Sint Repair. Call them at 778-4330.
Back out of the timeout here, and Joey Walker will have the basketball. He'll inbound from the sideline out top here to Ryan Hawkins. 38 seconds to go. Hawkins out front. He'll pick up his dribble, now dump it off here to Ben. Ben will work it around back to the point. He'll give it off to Hawkins. Hawkins guarded by Lewis. Takes it on the dribble right side. There's going to be a foul on the floor against Lewis. And that'll be number three on Lewis. And we'll go to the free throw line now here for the 1-1.
1-1.
Actually, they're going to give him two shots.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
So Hawkins picks up the first free throw, knocks that down to get it back to within a one-point game. Second one on the way here to try to tie it when he does. Hawkins with the free throws. He has been Superman here for the Trojans. 25 seconds to go. Inbound. Fisher backing up, catches it, gets it up the floor here to Lewis. Back out front now, Fisher, and over to Moore. 17 seconds to go in the game. Tied at 69, and now a foul going to be called against Walker as he reached in out top. That's a mistake by Joey Walker. He's played a great game, but he decides to come out and reach in, and he's going to send a guy that's been red hot from the outside to the free throw line and Moore.
No, he's 3 of 4 from the free throw line here tonight, too. This is a 1-1.
Big free throw coming here from Nate Moore. Moore with the free throw. It's good. The freshman knocks it down. One more coming for him. 15 seconds to go. Second free throw. In and out, no good. Rebound, Franken. Up the floor here to Walker. 13 seconds to go. Walker dribbling across. Kicks out to Nelson. Nelson over to Walker. Open for three. He'll take it. In and out, no good. Rebound fought for. Stouter has it. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul, I believe, called on Ryan Hawkins trying to get at that basketball. He had a good crack at it at first, but then Stouter got it to lean his way. And he'll get fouled and go to the other end with 3.6 seconds showing here on the clock. So still important free throws here. Still a chance for Atlantic. Atlantic does have a 30-second timeout left to work with as well. That was the fourth on Hawkins. Free throw here from Stouter on the front end. No good. It rolls off. Off to Franken and a quick timeout taken here by Atlantic. We're going to see about the time here. There was a whistle blown. The players were still playing. They thought the game was continuing. The official had already blown his whistle on this side. And Coach Jenkins was coming to talk to him because he wanted more time. Everybody else thought the game was still going. They weren't paying attention to the sideline.
Allen Jenkins came off the bench immediately after they got the rebound and yelled for timeout to the official standing back here. They ran a little bit of time. They're going to put 2.5 on the clock. That you can set up some half-court screens. You can do some things to get yourself open.
And the inbound's going to be near half court here, they say. Just about three-quarter court where the inbound will come in.
Well, that helps a little bit. It's better than throwing the ball the length. When you're throwing the ball the length, then everybody's got their back to the basket. This way you got an opportunity to do something diagonally, get the ball in, set a screen, get somebody open.
And any bucket works, obviously. One-point game, 70-69, Glenwood. Stouter had the chance there at the free throw line of the 1-1, and he missed it. Trojans rebound, and now here's their crack. See what they set up. Joey Walker will be the inbounder. Everybody else down on the other side of the floor. Going to pock Hawkins up front. They get him the ball, but it comes behind him. It was a bad pass. It's tipped away. It's stolen by Glenwood, and that's going to do it. The Trojans don't even get a shot up, and their season will come to a very disappointing close. 70-69, Glenwood's going to walk out of Atlantic High School with a postseason victory. Tough finish here for Atlantic. We'll come back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company today. Atlantic Pest Control, your pest control consultants. They'll help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. Call Bill today at 243-6900. Atlantic Pest Control will come to your home and give you a free estimate, so call today. Better Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used vehicles, including trucks and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514.
And welcome back here to Atlantic High School here as Glenwood pulls off a one-point victory here over Atlantic tonight, 70-69, in what came down to a very dramatic finish. And both games we called here tonight end up being wild finishes. And Glenwood comes out victorious here. Atlantic, very disappointing last possession. They had a chance with 2.5 seconds left to try to get a shot off and just needed any bucket on the floor to get the win. And the pass comes behind Ryan Hawkins as he's flying over close here to this near sideline. A little behind him, he couldn't snag it, and it ends up falling into the hands of the Rams. And the Trojans come up short here tonight. And a game I'm sure they're going to be very disappointed in, a disappointing end of the season, really, for Atlantic as they stumbled down the stretch. And same story, you know, another close game, another close loss here for the Trojans.
Well, credit the Rams. They played well enough to win the basketball game tonight, barely, but they played well enough to win. Atlantic is probably the more talented team, but not tonight they weren't. It just didn't show on the court. Just not enough help. I'd have to sit here and add them up, but let's see. We got all but 17 of Atlantic's points came from two guys. Two guys scored 52 points, and the rest of the team scored 17. You don't win basketball games at any level doing that. You just can't. And there's got to be more out there. And, you know, if it wasn't for Ryan Hawkins, this game would have been over a long, long time ago. He took the game on his back. He had 9 points at halftime. He finishes with 33 points here tonight. That's a pretty salty second half, and the majority of those came in the fourth quarter when nobody else could seemingly get anything going.
Yeah, he really did. Just absolutely put the team on his back. He had a couple of driving buckets and one opportunities that he completed. He had a couple of threes back-to-back from the top of the key that helped get Atlanta get right back into a contention here down the stretch. Otherwise, they're not even, you know, playing for a chance to win here at the end of the game. And, yeah, he did everything he could do. Makes all of his free throws in the fourth quarter. You can't ask anything more about your junior, Ryan Hawkins. But, yeah, just not enough from anyone else other than Walker and Hawkins here tonight to get the win. And, of course, you know, Walker's going to be kicking himself. A couple of bad mistakes here down the stretch. He had the foul out here outside on Moore that he didn't need to have. That sent him to the line for the 1-1. He knocks down those free throws. And then he also, of course, the pass here on the last possession that ends up being a little bit behind Hawkins. But tough things to swallow here for this team. But, yeah, he just didn't do enough to get a victory here tonight. And Glenwood does just enough to hang on and get the win here, 70-69. Final numbers here for you tonight in the losing effort, as we already mentioned, for Ryan Hawkins, 33 points here this evening, and 24 of those coming here in the second half. 19 points for Joey Walker here tonight. He had 13 in the first half of play that kept him in early. 6 points for Tristan Benn, 5 points tonight for Nick Podaisky, 4 points this evening for Brendan Holmes, and 2 points chipped in tonight by Garrett Franken. 11 of 13 overall from the free throw line here tonight for Atlantic. For the Glenwood Rams, they finish with 21 points for Nate Moore, a guy that averages, as we mentioned, about 7 points per contest. He was hot from outside tonight as he knocked down 5 3-pointers and finishes with 21. 15 points tonight from Jacob Lewis, 14 points for Wyatt Schultz, 9 chipped in by Dylan Stouter, and 5 here this evening for Ryan Phillips, 4 for Andrew Bloom, and 2 for Connor Weiss here in the contest, as they were 6 of 10 from the free throw line, and did miss an important one down the stretch there with Stouter at the line, but they gave themselves just enough as they needed to get a victory here tonight and move on to the next round here.
Well, always tough to see your season come to an end, but oh boy, you just go back. I mean, you could just run down. You got a laundry list of things that, you know, what if not this? What if not this? What if not this? You know, off the top of your head, you come up with about a half dozen things that it's just, you know, but that's the way it always works with games like this that end up being one-point games. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a night of basketball we had here tonight. I challenge anybody in Class 3A district basketball tonight to have a better doubleheader than we had here tonight, a 55-54 Harlan rally. They were down a ton to Creston, came back and won it late. And then Atlantic down quite a bit here as well. They came back and rallied, but came up a point short, a 70-59 game. A couple of one-point games here tonight. So, yeah, tough one. Tough to put this one completely into words tonight because they're just, like I said, one-point games. So many things you point to.
So that's how the season closes here for the Atlantic Trojans as they finish their campaign at 12-10 here overall, and Glenwood moves to 10-12 here on the season, and they will move on to play on Thursday night over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School as they will play the Harlan Cyclones, who came back to inch out that 55-54 win earlier here tonight over the Creston Panthers. So that's how those matchups set up, or that matchup sets up coming up here on Thursday evening. That'll wrap up our basketball for you here tonight. We will have high school basketball coming back your way here tomorrow evening as we'll have another doubleheader. Hopefully it's as exciting as this one tomorrow night over in Guthrie Center as a couple of games will be on the way here for you. As Adair Casey will be playing in the first contest against Peyton Sherdan tomorrow night. And then Nottoway Valley will be taking on Griswold in the second game of the evening. We'll have both those for you. 6:30 and 8 o'clock, the respective tip times. We'll be on the air just before that first game to get you going with the pregame coverage coming up tomorrow night. I'll wrap up our ball games here for you this evening. Once again, Harlan beat Creston 55-54. Glenwood beats Atlantic 70-69. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Atlantic High School.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports